What is the last thing you put on a bed when you're making it?
Spread.
That's the fancy cover would be called a spread. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
I remember those from when my grandmother.
I wish I had one.
I think my grandmother made one not too long ago. What do you put on a bed for warmth, to keep warm?
Blankets and quilts.
Okay. Do you, anything else? Now I know you use something like a
electric blanket.
But back then you used a blanket.
Quilts.
Quilts mostly.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children played on?
Pallet.
A what?
Pallet.
All right. We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very
rich.
The flat lowland along the stream, it overflowed in the spring and it was plowed later, was called a what? It would be a flat lowland along or near some
delta.
Water. And it overflowed in the springtime and it was plowed later on. What would you call that? You said, mentioned delta. Is that?
Yes, delta lowlands.
Okay. What would you call low-lying grassland? Area that had low grass out as far as you could see, probably.
Flats.
What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover or alfalfa or hay?
Hay field.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a long part of the time. What would you call that? I think there's some near you.
Dumb pond.
All right, and you also mentioned some area across the road near your house. What would you call it?
Swamps.
Okay. Would it be a big area or a small area?
It's a pretty big area.
The place where salt hay grows along the sea would be called what? Have you ever heard people refer to an area where salt hay grows? So that's something that you wouldn't know. Do any of these terms sound familiar? Marshes or salt marshes? Have you ever heard those terms? You're shaking your head. No. Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field where you live?
Fertile.
Do you give it any kind of name?
Well, it's loamy.
All right. Anything else? That's one of them.
You
call it mostly loamy soil?
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose it was part sand and part clay. What would you call it then? If it had a mixture of sand and clay, would you have a special name for it? If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what to them?
Draining, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing that you dug?
A well.
If it didn't have any water, say you were just digging an area, what would you call that?
A pond?
What would you call something that you dug if it ran, maybe it was fairly deep, not like a well, not that deep?
Ditch.
What?
Ditch.
All right. Shallow arm of a sea, like a tidal stream, or a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide, is called what?
Bow, isn't
it? All right. That sounds like it might have come across from maybe Louisiana in that area, close to Louisiana.
Dead end to Mississippi. And it's around the coast down around Gulfport, Mobile, and Biloxi.
Have you always heard that word when you were growing up? Did your parents use it very much?
Well, back then we didn't know anything about it because we'd never been down to the coast.
Oh, I see. And